Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So buckle up today, you guys, because as promised, I'm sharing the podcast version of my article, 27 Things to Post on Social Media as a Freelancer. So I don't know how long this is going to be because your girl is about to get started. So number one, quotes. Quotes are just so inspirational and they help people, just give some people some great food for thought to start the day. So they always do well on social media. So just create a really cute quote graphic on Canva or on, you know, Photoshop or whatever you do to, you know, create your images, and just create something really cute and fun and related to your business. So related to something you're talking about recently, related to one of your services, just do things that are going to help people in your business, essentially. So like, what do they need to know? So if you can create a quote, create the quote, and you can batch create these in like Canva or whatever. You can just spend like an hour just getting quotes from like Google and Pinterest and putting them together in something really pretty, and you can just batch them, and then they're just so great to have. So like when I do stuff for the Ambitious Freelancers Instagram, I just batch like four or so quotes and just go through all the colors that I use, and I just batch like four or so quotes, and then I just disperse those throughout, and I also post images of like my day-to-day life and self throughout, so it's not just quote quote quote, and I just create those on like Photoshop really quick, and then I just use them throughout the time there. So the next thing is to promote a blog post or a podcast. So if you're on a podcast, if you're doing a guest post, if you have a blog post on your own, or you have a podcast for your business, it's just a great way to make a dent. So promoting a blog post or a podcast is simple. You just promote it. So especially, obviously, if you have it on, so this is more for Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, but those are just really great ways to put yourself front of mind for your clients and get yourself back in their spotlight. And if you have like a YouTube channel or something, you can share a video, like whatever it is that you do to promote yourself outside of social media, share those things on social media. So another tip for this is to create a database of all of your links. That way you can go through and quickly grab a link to post on social media when you're filling out your content calendar. So video tips is number three. So I used to do a little bit more in video tips. I kind of deleted them because I was kind of not crazy about the quality, and it's just because, you know, my room's not as lit as I'd like it to be. But it's just, you don't need much. You can use your camera phone. Like, you really can just use your phone, your iPhone. I said camera phone. What is this, like the 60s? No. But yeah, so video tips are really great. You can keep them really short, under a minute. Just give them something valuable to chew on. And I've seen a lot of really amazing people use video tips to promote themselves and their services on social media. So it's just a really interesting way to quickly share something that you want to share, something on your mind, and you can schedule them out. You can like create some really intense schedules for them, or you can just kind of pop up your camera one day and record a quick 1 minute tip for your audience and see how they respond to it. Video is like always amazing, and it's always going to be something that people are really interested in. People are more interested in video now than they ever have been. If you can, I would caption it. It's hard though sometimes to do the captions, so I know there's probably captioning software out there that you can probably use to just create the videos in there and then caption them in there. So just look up captioning tools to help you do that, because it is challenging to constantly do the captions, but it is something that's going to help you so much more, because not all the time that people want to watch your videos can they actually listen to your videos. So they might be able to watch but not listen, so captions are always great. Number four, infographics. You can create these infographics. You can just find them online and share them with your audience. If you find an infographic that is related to something that your audience would be interested in, that will help them grow, infographics are always going to be a great way to grow on social media. Number five, something you should definitely be doing are testimonials. So if you have client testimonials that you're featuring on your site, you know, create a really pretty graphic around them. You know, if you have a picture of them, share that too on the graphic, and just create those little client testimonials that are going to build your business. So, and especially if a client has actually recorded a video about you, that's even cooler, but obviously you don't have to have that be the case. If it's just like a picture of some text, that's also cool. And that's also helpful for giving people the information they need to know about you. So, you know, keep getting those testimonials so that you can create those graphics around them. Another thing is your latest service offering. So if you've added a new service recently, you should definitely be promoting that on social media. So making sure that you're spending some time to promote that service offering and creating multiple graphics around that service offering, not just one graphic. Don't just do a one then done, because that's not how you're going to make money. So keep posting about that service offering. Another thing, number seven, behind the scenes pictures or videos. So if you are working on your business, if you are, you know, creating content or something, like take your phone out and like do a little photo shoot. Like, yeah, it's not so, it's like Instagram work, but like it really does, you know, make it seem, it's like something like to get to know you. So even if it's just like kind of posed or whatever, it really is helpful to get to see you doing the work that you love. And so videos are also really great. So if you're working, a lot of people also do like Work With Me Wednesdays on Instagram stories, where they take you and along with them as they work for the day. So that's another option for like behind the scenes pictures and videos. If you're going out and about and doing something in the world, like speaking at an engagement, you know, sharing those behind the scenes tips too. And also just like if you're going out and about for the weekend, or you're like, you know, I went to a museum this weekend, that's behind the scenes. That's getting to know you as a person and what you like to do. So if you're, you know, at a concert or something, showing who you are behind the scenes is also amazing. Product tutorials. So if you have a particular product that you use over and over as a business owner, you know, and you use that with your clients. So like for me, I use Feedly a ton. So maybe I should do like a product tutorial about how I use Feedly in my business to, you know, organize all of the blog posts and blogs that I follow. So I love Lindsay of Lindsay Hazel. She's really amazing. She was Hazel Haven, but she recently rebranded. She is amazing at this, at showing tutorials over on her Instagram page. And she always shares different tools and tips that she's been using to grow her videos. And yeah, she's just really great at doing that consistently. So product tutorials are always great. So number nine, industry news, obviously. So if you, again, Feedly to learn about like things happening in your industry, new laws that are happening. So following blogs in your industry and then utilizing that content to share news stories and things that people should care about in your niche or in your industry, the people you target. Number 10, finished projects. So after you finished a blog post and it's been published and you have your name on it, you know, post that on social media. If you just finished a new website design, post that on social media for sure. If you just finished a new graphic design project, post it on social media, girl. Like whatever it is that you've been working on, the new logo, the new article, the new course outline you did, put that on social media if you can. So obviously some things are ghostwritten, so you can't post them on social media, or some things are close done. But if you can post it on social media, post it on social media. Number 11, email list freebie sign up. So if you have an email list and you have freebies, make sure that you're promoting your freebie sign up pages and creating like, you know, specific sign up pages and posting those on social media as often as possible. So, you know, making sure that it's in the link in your bio, if you have like Linktree or whatever, and just telling people, hey, sign up for my email list on LinkedIn, like giving them the reasons to do so. Another idea, number 12, are polls. So you can do polls pretty much on every platform, Instagram stories, Twitter, Facebook. I don't think LinkedIn, But, you know, you can even just, like, do a comment yes if or comment no if or whatever it is. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a physical poll they can tap or whatever. But for polls that they can actually tap, Facebook, Instagram stories, and Twitter definitely have polls. Or I think Facebook has polls. At one point, it did have polls. I don't know if it still does, but I think it does. So, polls are really awesome. There's this quick thing that they can tap to, you know, share some information. If you ever want to kind of gauge a pain point, or if you produce free or paid content, and you want to know what your clients need from you, just ask them a question. Ask them that question and get your audience involved in your Instagram stories, so they're not just, you know, looking at your Instagram stories, but they're actually interacting with it, and the same with your Facebook and the same with your Twitter. So get them to interact, and you can do something really amazing with the results, even if you don't have a ton of followers. But obviously, the more followers you have, the more accurate results will be. But obviously, a lot of freelancers don't have, like, huge followings because, you know, you're very niche down or whatever, but you might have a couple hundred followers, and then you're able to kind of gauge what people need from you. Number 13, industry shoutouts. So if someone in your niche is doing something really amazing, shout them out. If you saw someone who just released a new amazing product, shout those people out. Clients who've done amazing stuff, shout them out. So, like, even just creating a blog post about it. So, like, at the beginning of the year, I posted my 5 favorite workplace culture blogs on Amanda Crossco. And it was just a quick little blog post where I shouted out a few workplace culture blogs. And you could do the same thing with something in your industry. And that post has actually done pretty well on Google for the fact that it's a really small niche. So it's really cool. So another thing is pictures of you outside work. So again, with the behind the scenes stuff, get some pictures of you in different environments. Not everything has to be, like, so stern and so, like, I'm a worky workaholic. Let people know that you're actually take self-care seriously, that you get out of, you know, the freelance stuff, and that you, you know, can let your hair down a little bit. You don't have to go crazy, you know, don't show yourself doing anything insane or anything like that, but, like, just pictures of you outside of work looking cute, like doing a walk or whatever, just something fun. Not necessarily something wild, but just something fun. It just shows you in a different light than the stiff work shots and quotes do, and it's just something new and interesting. Gives your clients a chance to get to know you. Number 15, ask a question. So again, with the letting people get to know you, or, like, getting to know them, just asking questions about them. So you can ask a question in your quote graphic. So you can do a quote graphic that's actually just a question graphic, or you can just ask questions as a part of your captions. So just asking them questions that are going to get more than just a yes or no answer, because no one has time for yeses and nos, and often when that happens, they probably won't answer you anyway. So ask a question that's actually, like, legitimate and helpful, and, like, gets them to think about something. So, you know, if you want to, you can even answer the question yourself to get them more interested and involved. Or you could be like, oh, my answer is in the comments, so you guys can get to know me better. Something like that. Introduce yourself and tell your story is number 16. As you grow your audience, there's going to be people who don't know who you are and who would like to know who you are, but they just don't know who you are yet. You can sit down and, like, write your story out, like who you are, how you got started freelancing, you know, when did you get started, why, the how did you determine your niche, like who exactly do you help, and just giving all that information in a really interesting little succinct paragraph or two, and then asking to get to know them. So see the person behind the account. You can also do, like, 3 facts and a lie, 3 truths and a lie, or, you know, make it fun for them, or you can do something that's super simple, like introducing yourself. So another thing, number 17, is to share what you're reading lately. So if you are a person who loves to read books and you, like, read a lot of industry books, then you can share, like, a really cute picture of the book you're reading. So this is especially true if you're, like, reading physical books, but obviously you can still do the same thing with Kindle books too if you want to. Just show a picture of your Kindle or your iPad and reading, like, in nature or whatever. I did this a lot, like, in the fall, like, for the Happy Arkansan, in the spring for the Happy Arkansan, because in the spring, I go outside, like, a ton. I've been in the fall too, but in the spring a lot because it's not so cold here and it's not so hot, so it's, like, a really great temperature for me to just be outside for hours, and the mosquitoes haven't started coming yet, so I'm outside often. And so I'll bring my Kindle out, and sometimes I'll just take a picture of what I'm reading or the page I'm reading, and then talk about it in a image. So number 18 is to do a live class on something that'll help your clients. So I actually got this idea from one of the favorite writers I follow on my Amanda Cost Co account. Her name is Danielle, and she is the writer behind The Southern Rights. And so she does like email sequences and things for people. And she was doing a lot of Instagram live classes on a variety of topics to help people, like gems to drop on your website, turning followers into clients, and just different things like that to help her clients. And you can do the same thing. So whatever your clients are struggling with, you can offer Instagram live classes or Facebook live classes that will help them grow their brand. Number 19, we are almost to the finish line, you guys. Share something from a fellow freelancer. It's always great to be helpful to other people. So if you know someone who's a freelancer and they also are sharing stuff on their website, link to those things. If you think that your clients could benefit from something that they do, a service that they offer, you can share that too, because obviously we all have a seat at the table. We don't have to compete with each other if we don't want to. So yeah, sharing something from a fellow freelancer is always a great way to go, because it's all about community over competition, you guys. Number 20, participate in a challenge or something that's trending. So Twitter is really great for participating in something that's trending, because always know what's trending on Twitter in your area or like in the country or whatever, because it's always on the side there. So you always know the types of things that people are talking about, and you can include those things in your messages for that day. So especially if this is not something you can really schedule as much as you just post, but sharing something that's trending and like getting in on those trending challenges is always going to be really great. Remember from earlier this year when the 10-year talent challenge was trending and people were like 2009 versus 2019? You could have done that in your freelance business. Again, following the trends on Twitter is a really great way to do this, because they're always telling you, hey, this is what's literally trending. 21 is to attend Twitter chats. So depending on your industry, there are probably Twitter chats that you can follow every single week or at least monthly and get involved in. You can put those in your calendar and just experimenting and help and following other freelancers. So one of my favorite ones is Freelance Chat. It happens every Thursday and it's for freelancers specifically, but there are also chats in my industry of HR that I could join if I wanted to as well. So if you have like marketing or whatever your industry is, art, I'm sure there are Twitter chats for what you do, and you can join those and just experiment with it and meet new people and network, because you never know where your next client's going to come from. And attending Twitter chats is a great way to find future clients, or not just necessarily find future clients as much as just network with people. 22, take advantage of daily hashtags. So things like Motivation Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wellness Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, Fearless Friday, all of those hashtags that are for the daily things that we do, like every single day there's hashtags that are trending for that day, like Thursday Thoughts, you know? So just going through those and utilizing those in your weekly messaging is really amazing. People use them and, you know, get yourself out there with those hashtags. And so in this post, I'm actually going to share this because, you know, I can't, like, this is a long, 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 long post, you guys. I actually share, like, 79 hashtags for every day of the week. It's a post from Vision Creative Group, and I shared that on the blog post. So I'm going to share this blog post in the show notes for you guys. 23, brag on clients and their accomplishments. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but if you have some clients, brag on them. You have amazing clients, so you should, like, if they move into a new office or announce a new integration or application or get more funding for their startup or create a new product or service or bring on a new staff member, you know, share that on your social media, tag them and like appreciate them and support them, because it's a really awesome thing when you do that. Number 24, share a relatable meme. You can actually just share a meme that you've seen on the internet that you think your audience will relate to, or you can create your own meme with a meme generator and do something fun with that. It's just a really cool way to do something a little different on your social media pages. 25, celebrate a holiday. There are so many holidays out there. So obviously Christmas and, you know, New Year's and things like that, but there are just so many national fun holidays. So I'm a little bit finicky when it comes to the holidays because I typically don't really post too much on, like, the typical holidays. Like, I avoid 9/11 like the plague because, I don't know, it's just something so weird about talking about 9/11. So when 9/11 happened and there were people who were getting in trouble because they were posting things on 9/11, I just typically tend to avoid all things 9/11 because I don't want to be seen as, like, profiting off of the backs of 9/11 victims or anything like that. So I just tend to avoid it. I avoid that day, avoid posting things that could be construed as something different on that day because I don't want to be chewed out. So depending on the holiday or, like, the day of mourning or, like just, I would stick with more of the fun holidays, like National Taco Day or, like, National Rosé Day versus, like, those bigger holidays. And that's just what I tend to typically do as a blogger and as a freelancer. But, you know, you can choose to do what you want to do. You can promote those bigger holidays and those bigger days of mourning if you'd like to. It's all your business. But I just know I typically tend to avoid some of those bigger days because I don't want to be seen as someone who is, like, stomping on them to promote my own business, if that makes sense. So it's all about what you would like to do as a business owner. I share in this blog post again a wonderful list of fun holidays to follow and talk about that are more not the, like, traditional, like, Christmas and things like that, but, like, fun holidays, because I think those are the ones that are really going to help you build your business versus talking about, like, Christmas and New Year's Day and things that can be, well, New Year's is okay, but, like, things that can be, like, wishy-washy or make people feel a certain type of way. Like, I tend to stick with, like, the fun holidays versus the traditional ones or the more traditional days of mourning. But I share a list of fun holidays to follow in this blog post so you guys can go and see some of the days that are coming up, because there could be some ones coming up because there's new ones all the time. But number 26 is to link to another social media network. So sharing your Instagram on Twitter, sharing your Facebook on Instagram, whatever it is, like, sharing your other social media networks, because you never know, someone might find you on Twitter but really want to, you know, get to know you on Instagram, or find you on Instagram I really want to connect with you on LinkedIn. So sharing those networks is just another awesome way to, like, do that. So filling in that for, like, I'd say at least once every few weeks, linking out to something else that you're on. That way people can follow you in other places and you can build, like, because if you're sharing different things on different platforms, it's just a great way to, like, have those clients and those potential clients see the fuller picture of what you post. And then last but not least, you guys, this is a long, long, long episode. Hold a Q&A. So if you have some time, hold a Q&A. You can post it on Twitter. You can post it on Instagram stories. You can have a question sticker. It's just super simple there. So your audience may ask you how to manage your tasks. You could share one to two tips. Like, also, try to do this with video, especially if you're on Instagram stories. So instead of posting the story and just doing, like, you know, words, try to get on a camera and share something personal for them, and try to have it be more than a couple of slides. Like, just really get into depth with each question you get. That way you can really show people that you're really interested in answering them and helping them out. I'm tired. That's a mouthful. I'm pretty sure this blog post was like 3,000 words, and I somehow condensed it into a 27-minute episode, which is insane. Yeah, it's 3,141 words, which is insane. But I somehow managed to get it under 30 minutes, and it'll probably be way under 30 minutes when I edit it down, because obviously I'm gonna edit down a lot of this and get all of the weird ums and ahs and breaths out. So after that, it'll be a little bit better to post on The Ambitious Freelancer. But I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it's super quick, so if you really do want to hear the or see the whole thing, I'm gonna leave this blog post in the show notes, and it is a really great, amazing resource, and I want more people to see it. So if you do have some time and you want to post more on social media, this is definitely a great resource for you. So I will leave that, like I said, in the description or the show notes, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.